that rocks.
All right, good morning. It's 7:06.
Let me tell you something.
What, Hunter? Tell me something.
I'm going to tell you something. I was eating steak last night, and I don't know what it is about steak, but I tend to bite my cheek every time I eat steak.
You get a little aggressive with your chews.
I don't know. It's like I get excited or something. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it's always steak. I don't know why, but it's kind of okay because, you know, the steak's already a little bloody. It's kind of a good mix.
Yeah,
so you just kind of go with it.
Yeah.
But, man.
I do that with
tongue in it right now. Like, ooh, I got an extra piece of meat in my meal last night.
I guarantee you're going to bite it 3 more times today. That's what's going to happen.
And
that's
just another thing.
Once it swells up a little bit and it gets. Yeah, then you just keep biting it.
That spot just takes a beating until it heals quick. Granted, and your mouth heals fast.
And you do it again, though, like a week later. Damn it. I do that with gum when I'm chewing gum.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I bet you Mike Ditka would bite his cheek all the time.
Oh, just hamburger meat in there, man. Just terrible. Just terrible. I'm sure.
Hamburger meat.
You open up his mouth, Ditka, it's like, just,
him and Pete.
Pete Carroll, Jesus.
Pete Carroll just chomping on that gum.
That's it. They're only chewing on the insides of the sides of their mouths.
The mouth,
that's
what right. There's no gum
there's
in
no
there.
There's no gum in there. Jesus,
spitting
man.
Blood.
Would you like some Trident maybe or something? No, no, no. Got my cheek. What are we going to say? What's worse?
Chewing away. Yeah, what's worse, biting your tongue or your cheek?
Cheek, for sure.
You think so?
For sure.
I've gotten my tongue a few times, man, where it pops.
Or what? You do that thing where your canine kind of catches your lip and it curls it over. And,
damn it.
You know, it's...
Or I'm going to throw another one in there. Just the hottest pizza roll you've ever had in your mouth.
Oh, the burnt roof of your mouth is the worst thing in the world.
Right? Your tongue in, it's like moving around. You're like, oh, that's not good.
Dude, that is just...
That's not good. It's not supposed to do that.
Why as humans have we not evolved to handle hot food? All right, you think about...
Smart individuals, dude. We've built a lot of crazy things.
Yeah.
I mean, we've invented amazing things, but yet... Well,
don't you think that caveman, imagine being a caveman, burning the roof of your mouth on like a woolly mammoth steak, and that's just... Like, that had to seem horrible.
You know what's ridiculous? Is I'll burn my mouth on one, and I'll still eat another one
well,
right
that,
after.
At that point,
it's didn't
the,
do it right.
The damage is done. The damage, you might as well. you know what? Your week is ruined because you're going to have this charred, just piece of raw, on the top of your mouth. The little flap that hangs. Feels like it's hanging down, man. You know?
Yeah.
It kind of feels like it feels like the
my
roof
mouth
of
is shedding. I don't think it's supposed to shed.
It feels like the roof of a like 86 Chrysler. You know how it kind of hangs.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, it's falling down.
It looks like that, and it feels like the same thing. You just put your tongue up there. Oh yeah, 86 Chrysler roof. Yeah, it's that.
Not going to be able to eat anything for 3 days.
I have not burned the roof of my mouth in quite some time. I think at this point, I just, if I'm making pizza rolls or anything, I don't cook it long enough. It's still kind of cold in the middle because I'm like, I don't want to wait. So, yeah.
I don't want to chance it.
Yeah.
Not mine. No. I burned my mouth the other day on a pizza roll.
I mean,
that thing was like 1,000 degrees.
We have come from monkeys in trees, okay? We have evolved into building skyscrapers and technology, but for some reason, I can still burn the roof of my mouth on an epic pizza roll.
You want it so badly. You can't just let it sit there in front of you.
That's a million-dollar idea. There's a million-dollar idea, like a thing you snap into your mouth, like the roof of your mouth, like a roof mouth guard, so you can just start hucking in pizza rolls.
You got like a mouth condom.
It's like a retainer that you snap in there.
There you go.
And then you
now you're onto something.
You can just start shoveling in pizza rolls, right?
I was thinking about maybe like a little machine that just like cools them off. Like you stick something inside of them.
No, because
it blows it off real quick.
Being hot is great. You know, like it's a piping hot pizza roll.
Yeah, but not 2,500 degrees hot. You know,
it's even at that point too.
It's ridiculous how hot these things.
By the time you do that, most of the filling is exploded out the sides anyway. So your base. I don't even think it's the filling. It's just the casing, whatever that horrible casing is.
No. You know where the filling goes? It just disintegrates from it being so hot inside of there.
I think I'm onto something here. I'm going to take this to Shark Tank. It's the pizza roll mouth guard.
Dang.
All right, and you snap that thing in.
Saving mouths.
Yeah.
Across America.
Yeah.
Well, my mouth hurts now. Should we go to?
Thank you, sir. You just take it easy. Don't do too much talking here, because I don't want you to bite your cheek again. Cripes.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. So if you eat like 300 pizza rolls and your mouth is destroyed, and you got to pump that septic, they got you covered. Is it nothing but pizza rolls in there? That's insane. That's insane.
What did you guys eat?
Well, maybe you should go to bed angry. We've all heard that when you have an argument with your significant other, you should never go to bed angry. Grandma, hey, grandpapa, grandmama.
They would never go to bed angry. Hey, you would always hear grandma and grandpa say that.
Well, we never went to bed angry. We just stayed up all night yelling at each other. That's all it was. I'm exhausted, okay?
Just never went to bed.
Eventually, you just pass out from sheer exhaustion. Your voice is hoarse, and you're tired of dealing with that old hag. But hey, I still love her. We're still here together today. 65 years later. This is the reason being why you should go to bed angry, at least according to some psychologists. Putting deadlines on when you had to resolve conflict piles pressure onto an already challenging situation, and it can end up being a pretty uneasy truce. So
just builds up. All the pressure builds up.
So you're there, and you're like, well, we need to figure this out. Blah, 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 blah. And then maybe you have another cocktail as you continue arguing. And then, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. You still haven't resolved it. I have no problem going to bed during, whatever, with an argument. And here's the best part, too.
I love stomping out, slamming the door.
I don't stop.
Go to bed.
Eventually, I get to a point where I'm like, you know what? This is ridiculous. I'm going to bed. And I love my dear wife, but I'm sorry, guys or gals. If your significant other tells you you're sleeping on the couch, be like, no, I'm not. I'm sleeping in my bed. If you don't want to sleep next to me, go ahead, sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
And then you feel them on the other side just like moving around, like punching their pillow. Like it's like, hey, I'm trying
not
to
sleep. I'm not sleeping. I'm still angry.
You just hear the heavy breaths.
The sighs. Then eventually one of you gets up, going to the bathroom, slam the door.
I just curl up and I go, excuse me, I'm trying to sleep over
this
here.
This is nice. Hey, you know what? This is, with wife and I, we know we argue about like stupid, ridiculous things. So kind of our rule is like, hey, just argue till we fall asleep. But the next morning we wake up and like, we don't even acknowledge it. It's like,
you just got to move on. He's got to move. There's no sense in bringing up the fact that you both were being ridiculous.
You know, it's like we both know. We both look at each other like, oh.
All right. Yeah. You know what Kiki and I do sometimes?
A tie. We'll call it a tie.
Sometimes I can tell, like, after a stupid argument, if we're laying in bed, like, one of us will just kind of reach over, like, maybe a few fingers on the leg or something, you know? Maybe softly touch the feet together, like, all right, I'm sorry. All right, that didn't mean it. I'm sorry. We'll play a little first. Yeah, yeah. No, you touched my foot. Because then it'll be brought up a month later in a different argument that same. Oh, yeah, well, you technically apologized when you rubbed your foot up against mine. That was an accident. Right. You're just like your father. What?
There it is. Another argument. Wham! Right door right slams.
Door slams. I'm going to bed. But give it a shot. Maybe go to bed angry. We'll see what happens. Little foot rub. Will Smith has apologized finally to Chris Rock. More than 4 months after the slap heard around the world, Smith posted a video on YouTube Friday apologizing to comedian Chris Rock, who he infamously slapped during the Academy Awards in March. That seems like it was yesterday.
It really does.
Meanwhile, there's still no love lost for Rock. During a comedy show Friday night, he joked, quote, anyone who says words hurt has never been punched in the face.
Chris Rock's pretty funny, man.
Look.
I that kind of sucks. I was hoping they were just going to duke it out.
Just keep going.
Celebrity boxing matches or something.
Here's the thing. Is I feel for Will Smith. What he did was ridiculous. I know some people out there, even you for a little while, was kind of on the, oh, it was all fake. It was set up for ratings.
Yeah, I just don't think it was fake.
Here's the thing. I'm sorry, but Jada.
There's something fishy about it.
Jada seems like she has Will over a barrel. I just feel like the poor guy can't win. I feel like he is just like, I don't know what to do here. Because if you watch the video, he laughs, and then he looks over at his pissed-off wife. He's like, oh, great, now I got to go slap this guy.
Really, I don't know much about Jada. I really don't know anything about her. But just from those clips, like, I don't know. She kind of seems kind of snooty.
She does. She seems like a handful. She seems like a handful. Kind of like that handful that Will gave to Chris. Kind of like that.
Jada, you get up and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you know what? Because you know what that kind of reminded me of? It's like you always see that one couple or at some point at a bar where one of the couples is there and they're causing a problem, and it's always the one person in the relationship who's always mouthing off, and then the other person has to fix what the other significant other is doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've seen that situation plenty of times.
Well, come on, Jerry, go and fight him. It's like, no, I'm sitting.
Jerry's like, damn it.
No, this guy said something inappropriate. You need to fight him. And it's like, well, actually, honey, you were drunk standing on the bar and you kicked over his beer.
You set this whole thing up.
And now I have to sit. This guy's pretty big, all right? I don't want to fight him.
You got Dana White over here setting up UFC matches.
Defend my honor, Jerry. No.
Your honor sucks.
If you're so upset, go ahead. Slap him around. Yeah. I just wanted to eat some chicken wings and watch the game, honey. Do we have to do this tonight? Yeah. I don't want to fight. I saw him doing push-ups in the parking lot. He's a big guy. Anyway.
Hey, Chris Rock, though, getting slapped in front of America.
You know what? Chris Rock took that like a champ. I'll give him credit, man. He really did, though. He took that. Because Will Smith's not a small guy.
When? It's almost like he stuck his chin out a little bit. Like wham.
Maybe he was kind of preparing for it. Or maybe he thought Will was just going to give him a little, like, you know, like a little love tap or something. Like
a movie slap.
You know, naughty, naughty. But no, that was a full-on whoop-pow.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
You ever been slapped?
Like aggressively? Like
yeah, Chris Rock slapped?
No, never been slapped.
I haven't been slapped a few times.
I've been spanked a few times like that, but.
Oh, yeah.
I slapped.
Yeah, we get the spoon, man.
No, I was talking about as I was older. That was different. That stuff you gotta, gotta ask for, though. You gotta ask for it, though. What?
I got a black whip for you if you need it.
Yeah, whip, chains, whistles, yo-yos. Don't ruin the story, Hunter. Anyway, so maybe they'll be on the men's. Maybe we'll see them together sooner than later, and everything will be all right. Except Jade will be in the corner. Punch him again, Will! Lastly, can beer help you during a heat wave? Wham! Beer can help you survive a heat wave, at least according to some doctors on Twitter, who claim drinking half a pint can help you if you become dehydrated, and of course you're an adult. You're supposed to only drink half, then chase it with lots of water and maybe some Gatorade. Even though boozing is discouraged when it's super hot, the electrolytes, salt, and sugar in beer can help us rehydrate instead of it just going straight through us. See, honey, I told you.
Told you. Dude, you know what? So this is great. We trailer the boat, so I work out it at the house. That thing's close to the sun, it feels like, when you're on there working on it on a sunny day. And we had the boat beers right there with the cooler.
Yeah.
So, man, I'm telling you, they kept a couple days ago, hot, sweaty, kind of pissed off because I couldn't, like, fix the certain thing I was trying to fix. Like, damn it. You just grab that beer. You drink a beer like that in the sun.
There's few things more glorious than an ice-cold beer after some hard labor or just some labor in the sun. I tell you, after I mow my lawn, that is the first thing I do is right there.
Anybody else put the cold can on their forehead for a second, too?
Oh, of course. Dude. Of course.
Ah.
Yeah, like you're in a beer commercial, all right?
you gotta do that.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, think about things in life that are wonderful, all right? Children's laughter, glorious. It's beautiful. It's a miracle. Opening day of football, that first kickoff. Oh, the crowd cheering. The sizzle of a burger on a grill. On a Sunday, and that
the smell of a distant campfire.
The smell of a distant campfire. All right, that first pair of boobs. Okay, and then that sound of just hopsy refreshment, bubbly, delicious drink of the gods after mowing that lawn. I mean, it's fantastic.
They're right about the sun, though. You know, the beer in the winter is still good. But there's something about the hot sun that makes that beer so much better.
It hits differently in the wintertime. It really does. It does, yeah. So anyway, next time.
Drinking a beer right now?
No. Yeah, I had to take a sip. Well, I said it was after hard labor. You got to have a drink. I'm working pretty hard.
7:21 on a Monday, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but how else am I going to get the taste of weed and hooker spit out of my mouth?
I guess you're right.
Anyway. All right. So there you go. That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.